This happened in the evening after dark. They were at home, in most cases at their living quarters, although in at least one or two cases they were assaulted on the street. These are people who have been living there for a good long time, years in some cases. And Lebanese army soldiers, uninvited, burst in, came in, rounded them up, put them on the floor, or in one case took them to the roof of the building, made them lie down, and beat them.
You mentioned that some of the migrants had been living in this particular neighborhood for years. Do you know of any instances in the past where they've had problems with the migrants?
Not that we're aware of. According to neighbors, Lebanese neighbors, and according to the migrants workers that we spoke with, no.
Why do you think the soldiers did this?
That's why there needs to be an investigation. I mean, it seems to be a bit of xenophobia, you know, anti-migrant. That some of the insults, some of the questions related to the political beliefs of these people, the Syrians in particular, whether they were supporters of President Assad in Syria or the opposition, that sort of thing. But we, you know, frankly, we don't know. We're talking now about several different attacks happening on the same evening. So what sparked it? Good question.
Are the migrants and those that witnessed the beatings, are they sure that this was the Lebanese army personnel that was doing the beatings and not perhaps some type of gang members?
For one thing, the army, as far as I'm aware, this was the case as of last night anyway, had not put out any kind of statement. So one would have thought that if they were being maligned or if these were false allegations, then they would have denied it. But as far as I'm aware, they haven't said anything at all about the incidents.
Do you anticipate that they will put out a response against your call for an investigation?
First of all, we'd hope, of course, that the Lebanese authorities would agree with our recommendation that they should undertake an investigation. That's the key thing.
Those that live in the neighborhoods, the Lebanese people, what are they saying about the attacks?
They're saying it was unprovoked. They're saying that these people, the migrant workers, had lived amongst them for a very long time. There didn't appear to be any kind of bad blood, animosity, adversarial relations at all. So the neighbors seem not to have been a factor. When some of them attempted to intervene and basically say, what's going on here? Why are you doing this? They were told to, you know, go home and shut up, basically.
How are the migrants doing at this time?
Well, I think those who were beaten are recovering. I mean, fortunately, no one was killed or, as far as I know, no life-threatening injuries. But as you may know from the photos that we released, some of them were beaten pretty badly.